Wildcat Nation, this is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer, 2013 K-State grad, now alum, or been alum of K-State. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening to this episode. If you're very new, brand new to this podcast, especially if you're a Kansas State fan, oh, we cover all things K-State sports, not just focus on two sports or three. We try to cover all things K-State sports, from football all the way to women's rowing. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much. If you've been a listener throughout the year, you've been in and out supporting this podcast. Either way, during this transition year, thank you again so much. I know I keep saying that every time, but seriously, thank you so much. We have seen the numbers consistently rise up throughout the year, and it continues to grow. So thank you so much again for listening to this Wildcat podcast, K-State podcast, all things K-State sports throughout the 2024 year as we are fastly approaching the 2025 campaign. It's crazy. That's crazy, right? So I'm recording this Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and before Wednesday arrives, Lord willing, get the men's basketball team taking on Drake in the Wildcat Classic here. Very, very shortly. I'm recording this very, very shortly. So hopefully the men's basketball team can get themselves together and pull off a big win against Drake here in Kansas City. And obviously I'm recording this because I'm not there. Because I'm not going to see what I'm about to see. Well, hopefully it's good things. But again, just crazy right now, this men's basketball team and what's going on with them and already having three losses. They need the best case scenario for them. Before we get into this volleyball episode, best case for them. I know this is going to come out after the results will come out before this podcast. So, you know, hopefully when this comes out, they win. If not, I don't know. I just don't know. 6-3, you already have three losses in non-conference play. Best case scenario, you need to win, really, both these games. Split. Worst case, you lose both of them, and you go in the Big 12 play before the end of the year's out against Cincinnati, 6-5. That is not idea for Jerome Tannis in the men's basketball team. So we'll see what happens there. But when this comes out, hopefully, you know, we pull something out against Drake here in Kansas City, the Wildcat Classic. But not, you'll hear about it on the postcast. All right, so real quick, volleyball, right? Four Wildcats were named onto the, we have done this before on this podcast. Again, we try to cover everything. We try to keep up to date what's going on, not just with the fastball and the changeup, right? We want to keep you try to keep it updated what's going on, the latest with K-State sports, with the volleyball team. For Wildcats, we're just named earlier today to the CSC All-District, Academic All-District team for the second time in program history. Four Wildcats. Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team, has once again four Wildcats on there. The student athletes on there. Izzy Sujewski, who had a big second year. Middle blocker, Brennan Schmidt. Libro. And defensive specialist, Ella Larkin. Ella Larkin again on another postseason list. And Simone Sims. Ella Larkin and Simone Sims each picked up their first career academic All-District, but circling back to Ella Larkin real quick. Larkin was just named a couple weeks ago onto the conference, All-Big 12 conference teams. Well, add this to the collection of postseason accolades. The biggest one probably with the All-Academic there for K, representing K-State there as well. And these ladies accumulated it. Put together a 3.5 GPA or higher to be landing on this team. K-State was one of eight teams in the Big 12 with three or more honorees, while it is the second time in K-State history that four Wildcats were placed on the academic all-district teams there. Mays, Kansas representative Larkin led a defense that led the Big 12 in total digs. I have mentioned that already. Last time I was on here, somewhere in there. But once again, for those that don't know, total digs, 1,776 digs per set, almost 17 during the regular season. Larkin, Libero, was it senior defense specialist, led K-State and was third in the league in both of those categories with 4,492 digs. And this year is the 10th all-best all-time in the single season records there as well. Suyetsky, wow. I wish she would come back for another year. Obviously, she hit the transfer portal a year ago and landed to K-State from, I believe, Oregon State, if I'm not mistaken. There, Suyetsky was the only player to start in all the matches this year for K-State. 27 of them, the 5'7" center from Oregon, Beaverton, Oregon, racked up over 1,000 assists. She made history doing that. 64 kills, 42 blocks, 18 service aces, and 260 digs. The second highest on the team to Ella Larkin, who both of them, of course, was just named onto the All-District. Hold up. CSC, Academic All-District Team. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer on this volleyball episode here. Brenna Schmidt from Eagle, Nebraska. I don't even know where that is, but she set a career high. Total kills, 112 of them. This year, past year, blocks 104 for the Wildcats there as well. That was a conference best 8th with 1.04 block per set there. The junior became the first Wildcat to produce a match with 10 or more blocks since 2022, when she set a career high 11 blocks there in a 5-set win over Iowa State on the road back in early October. And how about, last but not least, to set it off, Simone Sims from Frisco, Texas. She also appeared in all the matches this year for Kansas State as well, for head coach Mansfield as well. The sophomore, only a sophomore, reached double digits in 13 of those matches this year, with that included the same match with Brenna Schmidt. Made some noise. Iowa State, 17 digs there as well. So, hey, that was one of the bigger wins for K-State volleyball this year, going on the road and doing that. And they were involved in a lot of those 5-set matches this year for Kansas State there as well. But a huge shutout, once again, getting it done, not only in the arena on the court, but in the classroom as well. Student athletes, congratulations to Izzy Suyetsky, Ella Larkin, Brenna Schmidt, and Simone Sims doing it. And Schmidt and Sims will be back next year got a knock on wood on that gig with the transfer portal. But again, they should be back next year, but we'll see about that. As well, you got to give that the old trailer portal there a unfortunate shout out, but it is what it is. But again, shout out to the four ladies of the K-State women's volleyball team for landing on the CSC Academic All District team here in 2024, and for the second time in K-State program history, they have four ladies represent K-State on that platform. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or anyone else have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up for now on this edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Eaton, San Diego, California. Pro Project Podcast rolls on. Go Cats.